And we're going to hear now from Larry Johnson. He's a former CIA analyst and former deputy director of counterterrorism at the State Department. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So, Mr. Johnson, what do you think about the specific nature of the warning here, the fact that individual buildings were named?
I think this is a gross overreaction, and frankly, I think this is irresponsible on the part of Homeland Security for this reason. This was provoked by the recovery of documents as a result of some success in the war on terrorism by arresting individuals in Pakistan. What has been recovered are surveillance or targeting documents indicating that at some point in the past, these elements of Al-Qaeda had developed target studies of buildings. Now, what's lacking in this is an indication that not only had they done the targeting study, but that they had moved it forward from a targeting study to actually implementing that study. And the impression that's been left with the American people is that, in fact, they are prepared to launch these attacks, and I don't think that the intelligence actually shows that.
When the evidence available, as you see it, suggests merely that somebody thought about it at one time.
No, exactly. And, in fact, yesterday when the questions were put to Secretary Ridge, he was very clear in saying that these groups, that Al-Qaeda had thought about using car bombs and truck bombs against these targets. Well, you know, I've thought about winning the lottery, the Powerball lottery, but just because I've thought about it doesn't mean that I'm actually going to do it. Now, I think that the key in this is to recognize that there are terrorists out there that would like to harm us. That's true. I don't disagree with that. But that the fact that they would like to do that doesn't translate into actual capability of being able to do that. And I think, unfortunately, the impression that was left with the American people yesterday is that these groups are poised to do this. And the fact, I think, as it's starting to come out, just don't justify that conclusion.
Now, Tom Ridge, the Secretary of Homeland Security, in his press conference yesterday, did say that some additional information had come forth in the last few days, and that when information becomes available, that they would share it. Why not tell people what they know, even if it's not very specific?
Because invariably, I think with this approach, you end up doing the work for the bad guys. There is, number one, the possibility that information is being put out to us in order to test our, you know, for the bad guys to understand how do we react. What are the points of information that we're getting? You know, where is that originating? So it's a form of information warfare where they can test our system. I personally had a dealing with several years ago in the intelligence business with rumors about a coup that came out from a general. And when we tracked it down, it turned out it was the general himself that was initiating the rumors of the coup. Why? He wanted to find out who his enemies were. He put out the information so he could identify who his enemies were, so he could go after them. And I think in this kind of business, it is incumbent upon the U.S. government to handle this information very carefully, to work quietly behind the scenes. But instead, I think, frankly, what you had yesterday was some grandstanding, as well as saying, let's err on the side of putting everything out on the table so that nobody can blame us that if something happens.
You're saying that we're hearing now that New Jersey has put 1,000 officers on the case, that trucks are being searched within 20 miles of the Prudential Building in Newark, New Jersey, that bridges and tunnels are being closed, and now you're saying that if a terrorist is watching this, they can see what the response is.
Exactly right. And I think that this is like playing, you know, Texas two-card hold'em with poker, and you're showing your cards to the person you're playing against.
And just very briefly, what happens to the administration's credibility when they issue a warning like this and people like you question it?
All I can point out is that now we've had, if you recall back in January and December of 2003, January 2004, administration said we've got the most specific information, the most dangerous time since 9/11, and nothing happened. Unfortunately with this, if you keep crying wolf, and the wolf doesn't show up, people start discounting it. But one day the wolf does show up, and you need people to believe you, but unfortunately you've squandered your credibility.
Mr. Johnson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Larry Johnson is a former CIA analyst and former deputy director of counterterrorism at the State Department.